KETR presents Texas Scribes, featuring literary works from authors in Northeast Texas. Welcome to the fourth of nine readings from William Owen's book, The Stubborn Soil, read by Jan Hilton of Commerce.
Gathering time came and my mother began to take heart. The crop was light, but she had made a crop. The land had not been lost. The children were still all together. My mother knew that she could go on. She could gather this year's crop. She could plant the next. She could see that the children got to school when they were not in the field. Gathering corn came first, each trip down the field with the wagon taking a swath five rows wide. I rode in the front of the wagon with boards between me and the pile of pale yellow shucks. Cotton picking came next. The smaller children picked in the flour sacks and cried when the point... Okay, I'm going to start that over again. Cotton picking came next. The smaller children picked in flour sacks and cried when the points of cotton burrs pricked their fingers. I rode on my mother's sack or slept on a pile of cotton in the wagon. Potato digging had to come before frost while the sand was still warm and dry. The diggers had to work close to the earth. First, the rows were turned up with a Kelly turning plow. Then the diggers went on their hands and knees, graveling in the earth with their fingers. It was a job for children. They could crawl and roll in the dirt as much as they liked. In moments of rest, they could build sand houses and tunnels over their bare feet. On the farm, sights and smells go with the seasons, and I learned them the first year, with each following year only a relearning. The green of the young corn, the white of cotton blossoms slowly turning pink, the burnt brown of grass under an August sun, the sweetness of corn in silk and tassel, the dryness of dust in a cotton middle, the new clothes smell of cotton lint when the face is pressed down into it. The year passed. I was 1 year old, my father 1 year in the grave. Work had been hard, but there was enough to live on. Milk and cornbread, sweet potatoes, and black-eyed peas. Cotton money had to go for doctor bills and medicine. Times were bad, but they could be worse. Next year, they would be better. At night, they could be truly thankful when, after the Bible reading, they knelt beside hickory-bottomed chairs for the prayers they made themselves. If our health holds out, my mother and grandmother said.
Support for today's Texas Scribes comes from the Silver Leos Writers Guild, meeting monthly to facilitate the development of writing skills through cooperative critique and shared experiences. Visitors and new members are welcome. More at 903-455-6267.